Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just wanted to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Monday, April the 19th of 2021. Sorry, I apologize for the slow start. I was getting a little bit of echo. I was just trying to see what was going on. Now we got that fixed. So, again, like I said, I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program on Monday, April 19th of 2021. And I am your host, as usual, tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan. And even though it's April, Mother Nature kind of has something else planned for tomorrow night in parts of Michigan. And right now, what I can tell you is that it's going to be cooler than average the next couple days before it warms back up. I can also tell you that this possible white stuff would more than likely be in points from basically Bertrand on south to where the Detroit area could be two to four inches of dead white stuff. It could possibly shift to the north. That's all I can tell you about it. That's all I can tell you. No, it's not like I know secrets or anything. It's just that's what I know about it. Do I want it? Absolutely not. Not after we hit 80 degrees earlier this month. I don't want it to come to Michigan. I want it to stay warm. Sometimes in April here in Michigan, we just get thrown curveballs. Only this curveball was predicted for the last couple of days. But what I mean by that is, you think it's all warming up and everything, but then sometimes Mother Nature just has to throw a wrench in there, an unexpected wrench that may be known about days in advance, but at the same time, maybe one that either you weren't ready for or you just for whatever reason rejected it. Or maybe not exactly reject, but truly did not want it. Like this cold air that's coming to us. I don't reject it, but I don't want it. But I truly, the good news is that towards the end of the 10-day forecast, there is some hope. 60s coming back online, starting with the weekend. And And as you get closer to May, I think you'll start to see more May appropriate weather, which usually starts in the 60s. And as you get to mid-May, somewhere around between the 15th and the 20th in these parts, normally that's when you start to see daily highs above 70. And I am looking forward to that. Yes, I am. And I want to say hello to all of you listening from all around the world. It's great to have you with us. It's great to have someone listening. One of our listeners is back in the U.S. from Honduras, however, is still en route back to Detroit, Michigan. This person had contacted me, let me know that she truly enjoys my show. She's listening tonight, and grateful to have you with us, as she is going to have to board a plane a little bit after 8 o'clock in order to be in Detroit at midnight. And can't wait to hear the stories of the testimonies from Honduras and what God did. Can't wait to hear about it. Amen. Because I don't know about you listeners, but I love testimonies. In fact, I'm thinking, if not tomorrow night, then Wednesday night, one of the two remaining nights this week, I want to have this listener on the show with us, like, I'll call in from where I'm at. She'll call in from where she's at. And I'll ask her questions, and she can tell us all about the great things that got, what it was like in Honduras, number one, and number two, what did God do? Sorry about that pause, listeners. I was just having to think about it for a second. I will be talking to this person about it. And as long as it's something that she wants to do, I want her to do it. I want her to come on here and testify about what God did there in Honduras. And there are things I could say about it, but if I said everything, this person wouldn't have quite as much to say. Because she was there for 2 weeks. I haven't been there. But we'll be finishing up Psalms. Tomorrow night, we will dig into what's next. And I want to thank those of you who have been praying for Michigan. We are starting to see drops as far as amounts of cases. The trend lately has been, like in the last 4 days or so, that they've been reported. The trend is that, like, of the last 5 days, four of them had less cases than the same day the previous week. Today, they reported, usually on Monday in this state, they report 2 days. And 2 weeks ago, the two-day total was 10,500. Last week, like 9,800. This week, 8,500. So the good thing about that is that though it's still a lot, I want them to keep going down. Your prayers are working. So you just need to keep praying so that these case numbers can drop, so that we don't have the same pressure to shut down again, because move forward. And not only that, of course, we know Jesus is the healer. Amen. In fact, at my church, one of the guys at my church is coming out with these shirts that say, "I am a COVID survivor." And even if you never tested positive for COVID, even if you never tested positive, and maybe that could have been because hopefully you never even got it, or B, maybe you got it in like late 2019 when we didn't have tests available in this country, because it's called 19 because it was discovered in 2019. And so, the good news is, so thank you for praying for that. We have to continue to keep cursing it. These people behind closed doors. There are plans for this country and other countries that involve July, August, September, potential lockdowns. We have to pray that all of these plans are brought to naught in the name of Jesus. I don't know what all the plans are, but we have to take authority over it. And we win, the enemy doesn't win. Amen. We have power over the enemy. And I think God is going to have his way. And my pastor even said that would be dethroned this year. And reclaim that in the name of Jesus. Now, let's get off of that onto some better stuff. I also really want to thank you for praying for the Holy Spirit Conference in San Diego that my pastor did. That budget there was extremely, extremely, extremely high. $67,000 for the conference. $67,000. They met the budget on the second night and had over $20,000 left to bring back to the home base here in Midland. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Also, many great things took place at the conference, and the Supreme Court ruled that California churches had to be allowed to be open at full capacity. And thank you, Jesus, for that. Isn't it amazing that God is always on time? Yes, it is amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. I love that about God. Because even our pastor, before he left Midland, he said, now pray, please pray, church family, that they would just leave this conference alone and just let us do our thing in God. And you know what? The prayers availed. The Supreme Court ruled that churches had the right to be allowed to be open at full capacity in the state of California. In fact, Dr. Buckley said it was one of the best attended conferences that they've had in San Diego. Let me say that again. It was one of the best attended conferences that they've had in San Diego. I'm not making that up. I'm serious. One of the best. And I thank Jesus for that. Because people are hungry. People want to hear the word. And I was streaming the services from time to time, and I could just feel that anointing. It was very tangible. Very good. And they have another conference in May in Amarillo, Texas. In June in Palm Coast, Florida. Of course, in July we have Invasion. In September we have the Ministry of Health, both of those here in Midland. But then in October they have the Holy Spirit Conference in Clarksville, Tennessee. So not Nashville. I wouldn't even say Metro Nashville, even though it's 45 minutes away. But, and I'm sure God's going to move in all of these. I know he is. And so I just want to thank you for praying for that conference. Because those prayers really helped. They really did. Let me just... Hang on, I was just checking my clock. That's all that noise was that you heard. If you heard a noise on my phone, being like, what is he doing? It was just me checking the clock, make sure I was still doing good on time. And so another thing I want to exhort you on is Jesus talked, Mark T. Buckley talked to us yesterday about the three firsts that Jesus gave. The three firsts. One of the three firsts is seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That means the kingdom of God needs to be the first priority, the first thing you seek. Not seek ye first all this other stuff. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The second thing he said is bringing the tithes into the storehouse, meaning the first fruits, not the last 10% of what's left. You don't tithe on the net. You tithe on the gross, meaning all, the 10% of all. And then the number three, making sure that Jesus is your first love. Jesus needs to be your first love. It's very important to God that God is your first love. Very important. Your kids should not be in front of Jesus. Your wife, your husband should not be in front of Jesus. Sports should not be in front of Jesus. Your job shouldn't be. Your pastor shouldn't be. Should be Jesus. That's your first love. Jesus. If he's not your first love, find out why. You make the adjustment so that he is your first love. Because anything that you put in front of God is a what? Anything you love more than you do God is an idol. Anything you put in front of God is an idol. And if you're doing that, you're an idolater. And you need to repent and get that fixed with God. Because God is very serious about that. It's a very serious thing. And you shall have no, and God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The book of Exodus, Ten Commandments. God made that very clear. So, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Bring the first fruits and make sure that God is your first love. No, this isn't the only message you're getting, but this was just something on my heart that I thought had a lot of value to it. And I figured, you know, since it's so valuable, why not just put it on the show? And so, for a sponsor tonight is your local McDonald's, where as spring is springing up, you can go to your local McDonald's to grab an any size ice cold Coca-Cola for the low price of just $1, any size you want. Of course, of the sizes McDonald's provides. And, of course, you get to go with, without ice, a little bit of ice, extra ice if that's your thing. You can have Sprite, Coca-Cola Classic. Or you can be like the preacher man and put Dr. Pepper in your cup. But Coca-Cola always wins. As far as the sodas go, McDonald's and Coca-Cola, a perfect pair. Oh, yes. Two more things. First of all, want to remind you to please go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. Story about God that my mother did not see but strongly believed in. It chronicles the story of my life, 30 years of it, and the great things that God has done in my life. It's a very good read. Amen. And you can go online to Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of Miracles, M-I-R-A-C-L-E-S.com to find out more information about the book. And the other thing I want to, last thing I want to mention before we sing a couple of songs is we have a PayPal. You can go online to PayPal. In the search bar, you want to type in my name, Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Then you can choose the amount of money and of what you would like to give. And I will make, and I always make sure to pray over your seed whenever you send it. And I know God wants to bless you. He sows seed. The verse I stand on tonight, give, it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to sing a couple songs. Then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. And then we're going to talk about what we read after that. And then we'll end it with the Tigers update. Mercy falls from your heart down on me. Mercy falls from your heart down on me. A million words could not describe how wonderful your perfect life. I adore you, Lord. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh. My eyes my heart beats to the rhythm of your heart. Yes, Lord, my eyes focus on your beautiful light. A million tongues could not express how wonderful your holiness. My heart beats to the rhythm of your heart. And my eyes focus on your beautiful eyes. A million tongues could not express how wonderful your holiness. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh, my life is yours and will be forever. My life is yours and will be forever. My life is yours and will be forever. My life is yours. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My foes are many. They rise against me, but I will hold my ground. I will not fear the war. I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way. My help is on the way. Oh, my God, He will not delay. My refuge and strength always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through always, always. Okay, my trouble surrounds me, chaos abounding. My soul will rest in you. Oh, rest in you, Lord. I will not fear the war. I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way. My help is on the way. Oh, my God, He will not delay. My refuge and strength always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through always, always. Oh, yes, Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. Oh, Lord, yes. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. Oh, oh my God, He will not delay. My refuge and strength always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through always. Oh, my God, He will not delay. My refuge and strength always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through. Always, always, I praise you, Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I'm not gonna be afraid. No, I'm not gonna fear, be afraid. Waves and only waves. I'm not gonna be afraid. I'm not gonna be afraid. I'm not gonna fear the storm. You are greater than its roar. I'm not gonna be afraid of the storm. I'm not gonna fear the storm. Peace be still. You say the word and wave away. Set my feet upon the sea. Hell, I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still. You are here, so is the whale. Set my feet upon the sea. I will trust the voice that speaks. I'm not gonna fear the storm. Because these waves are only waves. I'm not going to fear the storm. I'm not going to fear the storm. I'm not going to fear the storm. You are greater than its roar. I'm not going to fear the storm. No, I'm not going to fear the storm. Peace be still. You are here, so is the way. Set my feet upon the sea. Till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace be still. You are here, so is the way. Set my feet upon the sea. I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace. Peace. Over where peace over with. Yeah. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. O faith, rise up in me. Yeah. Peace, be still. You are here, the waves of will. Set my feet upon the sea until I'm dancing in the deep. Peace, be still. You are here, so it's well. Set my feet upon the sea. I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace, be still. Say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea till I'm dancing in the deep. Peace, be still. You are here, so is the will. Set my feet upon the sea. I will cross the voice that speaks. Peace, peace over. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. So let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Oh, let faith rise up, O heart, believe. Let faith rise up in me. Peace, be still. Say the word and I will set my feet upon the sea until I'm dancing in the deep. Peace, be still. You are here, so is the well. Set my feet upon the sea. I will trust the voice that speaks. Peace, peace over well. Yeah. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we come before you tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Praise you tonight for who you are, for what you are, for what you've done, for what you're going to do in us, through us, for us, everything that we believe you for. everything that you represent. I thank you, Lord God, that you speak to these storms of life all around us. Of course, some storms happen all over, like what's going on in the war. But I pray, Lord God, for these storms that are trying to slow us down, these storms that are trying to get in our way, that you would, I speak peace to those storms right now in the name of Jesus. I speak peace to these storms right now. They would cease, that you would calm these storms right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray, I speak over our bodies, that our bodies would be healed in your mighty name, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And now I thank you that these listeners have come tonight ready to receive of the from your word. I thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, I pray that you would impart things to us that we don't know about you. And I just thank you, Lord God, that every need represented is met. And I make my confession over this program tonight now, Lord God. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God through this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a history book to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a storybook to me. I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Psalms. No, excuse me. I'm sorry about that. Let's try that again. Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms, chapter 145. Psalms 145. Woo! Amen. We love the word around here. Amen. And I want to encourage you to just follow along with us. Whatever I do, you do. Amen. We're down to the last six psalms. And we'll discuss this. Sorry about that. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I love the word. I love the word. Yes, I do. I love this word. I'm going to begin in verse 1 of Psalm 145. I will exalt you, O Lord the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you, and I will extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be, and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty act. They will speak of the glorious splendor and your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and wonderful, will joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all that he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and will speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all of his promises and is loving towards all that he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand, and you satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways and loving toward all that he has made. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry, and he saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise to the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. 146. Praise the Lord, all my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them, the Lord, who remains faithful forever. He opposes the cause of the oppressed, and he gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. Yes, the Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien, and he sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion of all generations. Praise the Lord. 147. How good it is to sing praise to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars, and he calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble. But he casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to him. Got it on the heart. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain. And he makes grass grow on hills. He provides food to the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor is his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates, and he blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders, and he satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool, gathers the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles who withstand his icy blast. He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has released his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other people. No, they do not know. His laws. Praise the Lord. 148. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded you. They were created, and he set them in place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creature, and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, white stuff and clouds, excuse me, snow and clouds, stormy winds out of mining, you mountains and all creatures, you trees and all cedars and all cattle, small and great, as they fly, kings of the earth and nations and princes and all young men and maidens. Praise the Lord. Now, I don't know what happened to the pages that have 149 and 150, but what you see is 150 tells you to praise the Lord, you know, praise with music, praise, you know, with a shout, praise, you know, with everything. And the last six chapters talk about praising the Lord. And praise is a lifestyle. It's not just a type of song by any means. Same thing with worship. Praising him is thanking him for what he's done. Worship is making mention of who he is. And it talks about in Psalm 150, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. There's a few groups of people who don't have to praise. One, of course, is the ones that were dead. They can't breathe, so how do they praise? Unless, of course, they're in heaven. Of course, those who are in heaven, of course, they're praising and worshiping the Lord. Yes, I know for sure that they are. And they are just, and they, so let me go through some notes, a couple that I do have. So we're going to 145. 145. Number one, I will meditate on your wonderful works. I will celebrate Anyway. May the Lord, since I stole you, they will tell of the glory of your mighty acts of all generations. The Lord is faithful to all of his promises and loving toward all that he has made. Calls on him in truth, he fulfills the desires of those who fear him. Number two, he is quick, he is slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is. The Lord is slow to anger and rich in love. Number three, the Lord is good to all. All. Number four, he has compassion on all that he has made. You know that what? The Lord has compassion upon us. The Lord has compassion on us. He's honestly compassionate. He understands us. That doesn't mean that he wants us to just not obey him. No, he wants us to obey, but he has compassion on us. He wants to forgive us if we ask him for forgiveness. Number five, God's dominion endures through all generations. Number six, the Lord is faithful to all of his promises. 146. I praise the Lord, all my, I will sing praise to him. Oh, number seven, the Lord gives the desires of their hearts. So, I mean, the Lord fulfills the desires of his children's hearts. Amen. Aren't you glad the Lord gives you the desires of your heart? I sure am. Amen. I am. Yes. Do not put your trust in princes, mortal men who cannot save. Blessed is he, his help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. The Lord remains faithful forever. Is the call. Because of the oppressed, and he gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. Here's some more wonderful things the Lord does that we get to praise him for. Number one, the Lord feeds the hungry. Number two, he frees the prisoners. Number three, the Lord gives sight to the blind. Hallelujah, I receive that, Jesus. Yes, I do. And the Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. He lifts up the oppressed. Number five, The Lord sustains the fatherless and the widow. 147. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the temples of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted, binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars, calls them by names. Great is the Lord and mighty in power. He has no limits. Sustains the humble. You're looking to the ground. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain. Makes grass grow on hills. He supplies food for the captive, for the young ravens, when they call. Pleasures in the strength, nor the hope, nor the light and the light of the man. And then, like I said, we have the last couple. And so, the Bible even says that the creatures in the sea praise. I don't know how they do it, but they do. But your lifestyle should be that you thank him for what he's done. That you mention, may always make mention of what he is and who and what he does. So even when you just thank him, thank you for my healing. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're coming. I mean, for what, for my healing. Thank you. I praise you for it, Jesus. It's not always a shout, but you should. It's not always a song, though it's great when it is. But even when you say unto the Lord, like, I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus, for that manifestation that's coming. You know? And the Bible even says, let the praises be upon their beds. That means you praise them when you're on your bed. Maybe you just say it when you're praying. Maybe you shout it into your pillow so no one else could hear it. Whatever. You know, but nonetheless, it should be a lifestyle, even if you're not always loud. You know, you got to thank him. And you got to worship him for what, for who he is. Thank and praise him for what he's done and what he's going to do. And of course, think of the book of Psalms. And I think of what David said. Think of a certain song that we used to sing where it said, when the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, I will pray like David prayed. I will sing like David sang. I will praise like David praised. I will give like David gave. And all these different things, that doesn't just mean, you know, just a little bit. David served God with all his heart. He gave it everything. He didn't give it some little bit. And then I'm just going to sit down. No, David, went all out, as they say it. Some people thought he was crazy. But God was faithful to him. God was so faithful to David. That's why David praised, gave, danced, sang, prayed the way that he did. And David was just an awesome character. No, he wasn't a character. He was more than just a character. He was a wonderful man in the Bible. He truly was one of the... He was the family line of Jesus. Was through David. And... Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it talks about even how we lift up our hands in the sanctuary. Not with wrath, but because we love him. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful word. Thank you for this wonderful book of Psalms that was written, for everything that is in it. Thank you that we live by your holy word, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and I also thank you, Lord Jesus, that our lives would be a life of praise. And thanksgiving unto you, Jesus. For you, Lord God, are worthy to receive all honor and all glory and all praise. And I give you all the glory and honor for that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen. Now, in sports action this weekend, the Tigers were able to sweep the Astros this past week, a pretty good Astros team at that, and they won all three of those games. Oh, but then try sending the Tigers out to Oakland to play the Athletics. The first three games didn't go so well. especially on Saturday when they were shut out for 8-0. Mize didn't do so great pitching either. Yesterday, Matt Boyd pitched a good game. But then when the bullpen came in, what did the bullpen do? Oh, yeah, that's right. They gave up 2 runs. Well, it's only 2 that they gave up. Yeah, I know it. The Tigers only scored 2 runs, though. I would like to see the Tigers working on their offense a bit so that their offense scores some more runs and that you have more people to rely on to swing and get home runs than just Badu. How do you do, Badu? And Cabrera. We need to be able to rely on some more guys than just Badu and Cabrera in order to get us our runs. Because you can have good pitching, but you need to be able to get some runs. They need run support. So, Tigers are off today. They start a homestand tomorrow. And so, with that, until tomorrow, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night.